A guru means not somebody who consoles you, who comforts you. A guru means who somebody who makes you willing to destroy yourself. Everything that is limited in you, but you hold it as precious. Please see, all your bondages, you are wearing them as your jewels, as your ornaments. And to take away something when you experience them as your ornaments is difficult, isn't it? If you saw them as bondage, suppose you wear shackles. If I put steel shackles on you, immediately you realize I'm shackled. The moment you realize I'm shackled, you want to break it. But suppose I put gold shackles on you, you will think these are ornaments. It binds you as much as anything. But it is gold, you know. Wearing gold shackles, is it any better than steel shackles? It binds you equally, but it takes a whole lifetime to realize this binds me. Steel shackles, immediately you realize. So it's better. This one you may never realize. You think it's an ornament. So what you wear as an ornament, even though it is bondage, taking those things away, you cannot do it yourself. Somebody has to help you with it. Otherwise, usually you cannot do it yourself. I wouldn't say you cannot do it at all. You can, but usually you don't. So guru is not somebody who consoles you. Guru is somebody who constantly threatens your individuality. Guru is somebody who constantly threatens your limited existence. In his presence, you feel threatened. But at the same time, you want to be there. That's your guru. When you're with him, you always feel threatened. At the same time, you still want to be there. Normally, when you feel threatened, you want to run away. Isn't it? You feel very threatened, but still you want to be there. That's the whole thing.